This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
We want you to hear, again, the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about. And we're all going to be sticking together. We're all going to come together because that's what it's going to take in order to literally save this country, right? Because we're talking about Save My Freedom. Go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. Join us. We want to bring together. This is saving freedom, personal, financial, and professional. So we want to bring together people so they can work together. They can buy each other's products and services. They can learn from each other. They can learn about events. They can join each other's groups. We can actually then disperse a central message. And then we can have all of this great input. All of these people just gathering in one area. They know where to get the information, where they'll get the shows, the must follow and join groups, the must watch videos like we're going to talk about next here with Chris Burghardt and Nick Searcy. And where do we go? What was our take action items? And he had mentioned precinct committee man. I'm a precinct committee man only because I saw it on another show. I saw it on The War Room. Then we had Dan Schultz on the show. We have Steve Stern on the show telling you that you need to get involved. And you're like, where do I go? If you go to our website, everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. And once you're there, you'll see that list of all the information. And then you're going to see take action. You're going to hang out that take action tab and it's going to show you become a precinct committee man. Click on that and it'll get you over to the precinct strategy with Dan Schultz and Steve Stern. And it gives you the step-by-step of what you can do. You're going to pick, it's picking up the phone, right? Putting on your common sense caps and picking up your pen and paper. And then we can do all this just together, go together, join us, right? That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring everyone together and we are kicking it into gear because that's the only way this is going to work. That's the only way we're going to get, how do you get the truth out, right? We need to disperse it on social media. You need to have conversation with your friends, your families. You need to share shows like this episode, episode 279. You need to share other shows like the MG show. And then you also need to share some videos and some documentaries. So here's my segue into this. So, remember January 6th, it's coming up on the anniversary, the shenanigans, the stuff that you've been lied to. Well, thankfully, Chris Burghardt and Nick Searcy, and actually Pastor Dave Scarlett, we partnered with them to get this movie out there. They had the cojones, they had the courage in order to deliver the truth. So they put together an amazing documentary. So I'm going to give you the intro, right? And then we're going to take it from there. Chris Burghardt and Nick Searcy, the men behind the groundbreaking documentary, Capital Punishment, the movie that reveals to the world the true story of January 6th, 2021. Everything that we are being told by the media is a lie. Americans are being persecuted to support that lie. January 6th was years in the making, and a threat to the survival of America as we know it has never been greater. Can't be more true than that. Nick is an award-winning and a veteran actor of the silver screen and television, and Chris is an award-winning filmmaker. This powerhouse team has created a masterpiece of truth that every American needs to watch. And to help this effort, here's where we come in. We've partnered with one of the film's producers, Pastor Dave Scarlett of HisGlory.tv. He was on episode 276. We're talking about this. If you use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, the cost is only $9.99. Yes, that's correct. $9.99. And we're creating a donation campaign to help the political prisoners and their families. And you're saying, Michelle, that's too much money. Well, then get 10 of your friends each and throw in a dollar. You need to watch this movie. And 10% of your total purchase is going to be donated to help the political prisoners who are suffering inhumane conditions in the jail and complete disregard for their God-given human rights. So how about that in order to make some magic and to help these people out there and get the word out about what's going on? After you listen to this episode, head over to hisglory.tv. That's hisglory.tv, HISGLORY.tv. Use promo code HOME, HOME. That's promo code HOME, HOME. Go buy the movie. Learn the truth. Help some peeps out. Let's make it happen. Audience, how about a big round of applause for a God and country loving, faith and freedom fighting, story sharing, truth telling, patriotic pair of film making fellows. Gentlemen, how are we today?
Every day is Christmas, Michelle, every day.
So Chris, give them a little bit about your background and how you decided to do this. I mean, there's nobody in the, a lot of people in the industry don't like anything like this, right? You probably have been beat up with the past movies that you've done because they don't necessarily like the conservatism. They don't like any of that. And they don't like truth, right? So they're about storytelling and the perception of what they want the stories to be. So tell us a little bit about your background and then how you decided to take the plunge to actually do this brave endeavor.
I got blacklisted in Hollywood about 17 years ago when I had done a movie about the border called Border. And it was so bad, people I knew for 20 years wouldn't return my phone calls. And I would have left. My wife and I would have left. And we were going to sell the ranch, move to Texas. And my buddy Andrew Breitbart talked us out of it. And he said, no, we need you here. This is where the fight is. So we stayed in Hollywood. And when I you know, wasn't getting work in Hollywood, I actually got approached by a guy who was running for president to come in and run his strategic media division. And I did. So that took me into politics. And that was quite a wake-up call, seeing how the world really works and how our political, the political elite really function. And Nick, my buddy Nick and I, we were, he was another outspoken guy in Hollywood that just, he had enough. You know, Nick's from a small town in North Carolina. And he's done very well in Hollywood. But he's never changed who he is. He's a hardcore Christian and he's an honest man. And so he and I started doing projects together. We did some viral videos and commercials for Herman Cain, and then we did a series called Acting School. Last year we did a movie called America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. And when this whole thing came up with January 6th, we were just kind of called to be there. We didn't know we were going until 2 days before. And I called up Nick, he's in Tennessee. I said, dude, we need to be there. We need to document this day in history. So he went, I went, my wife, my daughter went. We were all filming from different aspects just to capture that day in history. And I knew something was horribly wrong as we were walking from the president's speech to the Capitol building. I'd been in Honduras on the ground, and I covered the attempted color revolution down there. And as we're walking down to the Capitol building, I turned to my wife and I said, honey, I got a bad feeling. She goes, what do you mean? I said, look around you. I said, there's no cameras here. There's no CNN. There's no Fox News. You know, there's nobody filming these images of grandparents and families praying and singing. I said, that tells me that these aren't the images they want to push for, mm-hmm. for the agenda, for how they illustrate this day. I have a bad feeling something's going to happen at the end of this march. And just as I said that, Nick called me, and he was already at the Capitol building, and he said, I just watched the Capitol Police move the bicycle racks, and they're letting people into the Capitol building. And the hair stood up in my arms. I got a big pit in my stomach, and I looked at my wife. I said, honey, somebody's going to die today. And we didn't know about Ashley Babbitt and everything else that happened until we got home that night. But everything we saw there, I mean, things just didn't add up that day. There was no counter-protest. First time in 17 years I haven't seen counter-protesters, and that's because they were dressed as MAGA people. They were infiltrating the crowd. Hmm. We ran into them. They tried to get us to attack the Capitol Police. We said no. I ran into FBI agents on the ground. I said, look, you got bad guys here pretending to be MAGA trying to stir up violence. Can I point them out to you? No, we're okay. Well, do you want to take a report? No, we're good. And so that's how we left that day. And then a few weeks later, we were screening our last movie when someone said, if you want to do a sequel, what would it be? And I would have said January 6th, because they're stealing that day in history, and they've stolen the government, and it needs to be documented. And they said, okay. And that's how we ended up making this film. And I have to tell you right now, this is the most censored movie in America. The scope that they've gone to keep people from seeing this film is breathtaking. It's not like something I've never experienced, even in my almost 4 years of creating the content for Breitbart. It's just nuts.
Now, would you say, and this is the conversation I had with Pastor Dave Scarlett when he was on the show, the fact that they don't want you to know the truth about January 6th is only part of it. A lot of it has to do with the fact that then you'll kind of figure out how other things happen to just fall into place or transpire, because you'll see a pattern and you'll start putting things together where you're just like, oh, and like we were talking earlier, all of a sudden we were like, oh, so this is the truth. So yet more lies. So I meant more misrepresentation for decades. And then all of a sudden we're seeing how the sausage is made. So would you say that that's part of the reason too, why they don't want you to know about this?
Yeah, I think that we've been blessed to get this film right. And what the film absolutely does is it drops the scales from people's eyes. We got two great reviews from two left-wing Hollywood publications.
Wow.
CineGuide and True Hollywood. And it's because the film humanizes. It just shows the truth and humanizes. I mean, even if you're a hardcore progressive liberal, when you see 13-year-old Hispanic girl dragged from her bed and thrown into handcuffs as the FBI breaks down the door and storms her suburban house with an armored vehicle and a battering ram, that's just insane. That's third world stuff. That's Venezuela. That's Iraq. That's, you know, Egypt, Ukraine. But it's happening in the United States of America. And when you meet these people and you meet these families, when you see Dr. Simone Gold, how she was arrested, how the FBI broke down her door, they could have called her up and made an appointment. I mean, it's the rule of law has gone out the window. When they see people like Otero County Commissioner in New Mexico, Coy Griffin, who's also the founder of Cowboys for Trump, when they see him praying at the event on January 6th, and then he's arrested for praying at the Capitol, and he's thrown in jail for 3 weeks. In the first 9 days, he's not allowed a phone call to his attorney or his family. 9 days in prison in the United States of America without a call to your attorney.
Crazy.
This is SOP for what's happened on January 6th. I mean, you'll meet the twins, Lorene and Maureen. I mean, they're 74-year-old grandmothers. They went to the Capitol building because the Capitol police told them they could. Mm-hmm. They waved them in. So they walked in, looked around, and then they have the FBI show up at their house after a neighbor informs them, turns them in, like they're informing to the Gestapo, and they're told they're going to be suspected. They're going to be told that they're on a domestic terrorist list now. I mean, this is insane. My father was law enforcement. He was a veteran. He was a graduate of the 109th session of the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia. And I'm sure he is turning over in his grave to see how that agency is being used to persecute for political purposes citizens of this country.
So with all the people that you were interviewing, were you having conversations with, and I haven't seen the movie yet, and I apologize for not doing it. It's just, Jim, I have to make the time to do it because I have to pay attention, right? Because usually what happens when I'm doing work, I have a thing in the background. This is not something where you're going to do background. This is where you need to pay attention so because you need to really put the time in, you know, take a little sacrifice, everybody, and watch this because you have to learn. Were you able to talk to any attorneys or even politicians to see why all of this lawlessness or on their parts is happening, where they're not getting their rights respected, or they're not able to contact an attorney, or they're actually in jail when they should be out on bail? And then, of course, the politicians are, there's only a handful, but they don't talk about it all the time. They're talking about it, I guess, maybe when it's appropriate for a camera. I'm not sure because it's not often and consistent enough. So what did you get a chance to talk to anybody at those different levels?
Well, a couple of different things. One, Louis Gohmert is in the movie. And Louis Gohmert, as a former justice and a former judge, he breaks down the false narrative that the whole election fraud had been tried 60 times and there was no evidence brought forth. No, 60 times, they wouldn't see the evidence, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't hear it because evidence had never been brought into discovery, never been brought into the public domain through the court system. Yet they're running with that lie. You'll see we have several generals in the film, General Flynn, General Jerry Boykin, General Thomas McInerney, as well as we have some three-letter national security specialists. And they explain to you how January 6th was years in the making, how America is at war. We've been infiltrated. And this was just one battle in that war. January 6th did not happen by accident.
Elaborate on that a little bit if you can, because I want people to really understand that this was in the works, right? It was planned, and it's part of a bigger picture, if you can, because it matters.
So
it really matters.
So what happened? So in a color revolution, which is, I was on the ground in Honduras when they tried to do one down there. We've seen these happen in Ukraine. We've seen them happen in Egypt, in Venezuela. You have to have a disputed election, starts with that. And then you have two factions, both infiltrated on the left and the right, going at each other, creates tons amount of chaos. And out of the chaos, they come in and they grab power. So in the United States, and we've seen this all over the world, it's been done in other countries, and now it's just been done to us. And you have on the left, you have Antifa and BLM. On the right, you have groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. And you have infiltration from different agencies into both of these organizations. And they work with each other. They create this theater. And out of the, you know, while everybody's watching that and the violence, boom, you have a new regime come in. And that's what we had happen here. I mean, there's too many things, and I wish you'd seen the movie. There's so much that happens in the film that is just fact, that then you see that it is taken as fact by the mainstream media, that it's just false. From Trump's speech calling for violence on the Capitol, we show how they creatively re-edited his speech and took stuff out of context to make that whole narrative go. We show the timeline, how we were all still watching the speech while the initial break-ins were going in. We film and show people changing from black bloc Antifa wardrobe into Trump gear. I mean, it's so many questions should be being asked that aren't being asked right now. I mean, they tried to cast Jacob Chansley, the fellow with the buffalo horn dude, as the QAnon shaman that led a violent racist QAnon insurrection against the Capitol. You know, and then you take a look at some of the people this guy took pictures with that day. Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law, Sergey Debinin, who is a player in the violent Ukrainian revolution in 2014. How does a guy like that get in the United States of America? How does a guy like that just happen in Washington, D.C. on January 6th? And why does he just happen to be taking selfies with the guy the mainstream media is later going to run with as the leader of this bloody insurrection? And then if you take a look at the footage, like you see in the trailer and like you see in the movie, the Buffalo Horn dude, he was escorted into the chambers by Capitol Police. Mm-hmm. You see the guy walk in with him. It's like they could have told him to turn around and go back. They could have arrested him. They could have done anything. But they escorted him into the chambers. This was political theater. This is political warfare. This was an intelligence operation that was brilliantly executed. It's my personal belief it didn't turn out as good as they wanted it to. I think they wanted 100 dead bodies. I think they wanted a repeat of Ukraine from 2014, and that's what they're going to run with. But the entire operation, it's what in the intelligence services, what they call a captured operation. You have approximately 2 million people come there to show their support for the president. Too many people to come and to peacefully protest for transparency in the elections. That's what that was all about. Everyone there wanted a 10-day pause just to take a look and make sure that Congress certified the accurate ballot tallies from these disputed states. That was the goal. What happened was, by orchestrating this breach of the Capitol and putting in paid operatives, putting in agent provocateurs, and herding cattle and using the force of the Trump crowd that was coming in and getting some borderline MAGA people to do the wrong thing, they were able to hijack that operation. That is now called a captured operation. And it's used to go from a good purpose to now it's used as an excuse to demonize and go after all MAGA people, all Trump supporters, and to send a message by going after these people so hard and taking them down with these tactical SWAT units and armored personnel carriers, say, if you question our authority, if you question this regime, if you question the integrity of the election, this is going to happen to you as well. And you'll meet family after family in the movie that they've lost their jobs. Some of them have lost their homes. They're facing criminal charges that they can't possibly afford good legal representation to stand up to the government.
Well, they've
this
actually
is not unlike
I just wanted to say that is now in the past year, since this has been going on for a year, it's also extended into people who weren't there, right? You had the letter coming from Merrick Garland and Department of Justice basically saying that parents that have a problem with the school boards, they're actually domestic terrorists, people who post information about the truth about any category, whether it's the COVID or the election or just things that are common sense, you're censored on social media and you're considered a domestic terrorist. I mean, I can't post anything on Facebook that has to do with a link associated with anything on my website. There's like 350, 400 pages of links and domain names that I can't, because I'm a community violator. I violate their community of basically demonic messaging, right? So that's a good thing for me, bad thing for them. So, but it's gotten to the point where, as you said, and I think I just had a light bulb come on when you said this. So you were talking about the color revolution, and you said you were on the ground when you were in Honduras, and it begins with a disputed election, and then the left and right are going at each other, and then they grab power. And a lot of people have always said, you know, the color revolution is coming, the red, the green, the blah, blah, blah. The color revolution already happened. It happened when they... another layer in it. It was another, you know, check the box for this moment. But when they did it, when the Biden Nazi regime came into office, the color revolution happened. It's not going to happen. Correct. It already did. I think that's what people aren't getting their arms around. We're living in it now, because we're living under extreme tyranny in every category. It already happened.
Well, you have to understand. What you have to understand is the reason it worked. One of the big reasons is in the color revolution, you have to have control of the military and you have to have control of the judicial system. The reason it did not work and why the Constitution prevailed in Honduras is because Chief Justice Rivera upheld the arrest of President Mel Zelaya and said, no, he's trying to break against the Constitution. The Constitution is quite clear here. And this entire thing that he's trying to do here to overthrow the government and to keep it going is illegal. In the United States, it was just the opposite. Mm-hmm. When you had Texas bring that lawsuit to the Supreme Court, they wouldn't even hear it. So if they would have heard it, it would have stopped everything, but they didn't hear it. So, and I hate to say this, but now you're looking at, and you have to ask yourself, is the United States Supreme Court also now a captured operation?
I would say yes. I mean, based on what they've been doing so far. I mean, just if you're looking at, let's just take something that people can really relate to. You got the COVID, right? So you've got these mandates. Mandates are suggestions. They cannot be enforced, but yet people are getting fired from their jobs. They're getting, quote unquote mandating it for kids in schools or for the vaccine passport in cities like Washington, D.C. and New York. You can't get a French fry, can't sit in a restaurant without having that vaccine passport to show that you have taken this non-vaccine bioweapon and put it into your body, which we know is actually going to disable you or perhaps kill you. It's one of the two. And these things are EUA approved, which means that they can't be mandated. That's what the federal law says. But and it's also against the Nuremberg Code, and it's against the Constitution. So you got three things. But yet nobody is sticking up for the people. So and it's kind of been in the courts there at the Supreme Court and other levels. But yet we're still having this conversation, and they're having another hearing about it, I guess, on the 7th of January, which is this week. So you are correct. I don't we don't have control. They have control of the judiciary system,
right?
Right.
And this is nothing new. This is nothing new. If you know your history, this has been done many times. This is why they've worked so hard to dumb down the United States of America and to destroy our history. Because if you destroy history, then the population loses its identity as a culture, and they repeat mistakes that they otherwise would have learned from or remembered if they knew their history. What you're seeing happen here, as I said before, it's happened in Egypt, it's happened in Ukraine, it's happened in Venezuela. It happened in Nazi Germany when they stormed the Reichstag. Everything we're seeing now has been done before. You come in, you separate, you divide the society, you vilify the other half, You know, in 1930 Germany, it was the Jews. Mm-hmm. Here, it's now the unvaccinated. It's the deplorables. It's the MAGA people. And when you go after them and when you depersonify them and you make the other they, now people don't mind when the Constitution is suspended and when the rule of law is not held up equally, because they're going after them. They're going after the Jews. They're going after the unvaccinated. They're going after the MAGA people. And we show this in the film just out of the whole mainstream narrative that's already being played out. And this is it's definitely all connected. And this is one day when people see this film, this is the power of the film. This is why they're so frightened of this film. This film absolutely destroys the entire January 6th Pelosi narrative of a violent insurrection. And when people see this movie, it's like you said earlier, scales fall from their eyes and they will begin to question everything. Because even if you only go away with one of the lies knocked down from coming watching this movie, and you can say to yourself, oh my God, if they're lying to me about this, what else are they lying to us about? And that's when the whole wall starts to fall down, because you put a crack in it, and once that crack gets in there, they can't close that again. And that's what they're scared of. They're scared of the American people getting together and being aware and standing up and saying, you don't scare me anymore, and we're not going to take it. Why didn't they close the churches?
Mm-hmm.
Because when people are full of faith, they don't hold fear. All this stuff is connected, and this is bigger than the movie. Now I'm going beyond the film. I worked the border for 17 years, on and off for 17 years. And we saw on the border, and all the three-letter guys I worked with down there, when the Sinaloa cartel switched from bringing in mostly coke and pot to fentanyl and cheap heroin, that wasn't coming from Guadalajara. That stuff was coming from communist China. That was the CCP using the Sinaloa cartel as their distribution arm to flood the United States with opiates. Now, when you have more people in several states in America dying from heroin overdoses than you do from car accidents, that's asymmetrical warfare. That's war on the United States of America going in and taking us down from the inside out. That's just one small part of what's been going on. This is we have been infiltrated, and this nation has been at war for years. It's just most of America doesn't realize it. And by the time they realize that, there are bad guys trying to get us, it'll be too late. And in the film, you'll meet some very wonderful guys. You'll meet professors from the Naval War College. You'll meet a guy named John Guandolo, who is a Force Recon Marine. He was an elite SWAT team leader for the FBI. He was the FBI's sole liaison for about a year to the U.S. Capitol Police. If anybody knows how to protect VIP congressional leaders and what standard operating procedure is, it's this guy. He was there that day. He was there with other three-letter fellas and military people. He watched the agent provocateurs maneuver through the crowd. He watched as the attack unfolded. And they were calling him out and saying, there's one, there's another, there's a whole cell right there. This guy explains to you in the movie, John Guandolo does, how this was a coup on the United States of America.
I think you made it quite clear. I mean, this just hit me like a ton of bricks. This is so much bigger than just, quote unquote, the insurrection and what was viewed than what you saw. And then obviously the revolution happened. We're living in it. And the first steps for people to in order to, because we've got to try to fix this, right? We and everybody's talking about, what do we do? What kind of action do I take? How do I get involved? But if you don't know where you came from, right? And like you said about history, if you don't know history, you'll be forced to repeat it, right? Because you're not paying attention, basically. You got to know what the information is. It's like anything else. You got to have the knowledge in order to be able to have a conversation with somebody, right? Especially when you're right. And also you need to have the information as to what transpired and how this is just more than that one event where it's just that critical. So you got to start by watching the movie. And then I'm assuming that you're going to provide some, like, take action groups or information. And if not, we'll work with you to get the people that are paying attention, that are watching this, to get them to now have specific take action items, whether it's joining certain groups, which are on our website, or even watching other shows or promoting this, because this is pretty much, I think, the missing puzzle piece that will get the people motivated and get them to say, oh my God, I get it now.
You are so spot on. And we did not know that when we sat down to make the movie. We didn't realize that until we finished the film. And God's plan is always bigger than anything we can imagine. This call to action for this movie, this weapon is a silver bullet against the enemy. All we have to do to win this war is to wake enough people up. We are, you know, knowledge is power. And we are in the greatest information war this planet have ever seen. We're in the middle of a psyop. Mm-hmm. And the way we break out of that is with truth. All we have to do to win this is get enough people standing in the truth and standing without fear. And that's why if 10 listeners on your show, you know, go out and get this film, and they get it, and then they give it to 10 more people, well, then by this spring, we'll have 70 million people awake and aware. People feel something's wrong, and when they see this film, they go, now I get it. I wasn't crazy. I wasn't paranoid. And here's the names and the players, the bad guys, and this is how they took us down, and we're not going to stand for it. We are not going to take it anymore.
Exactly. And a lot of times, you know, we've been talking about these type of things on the show for a long time. We didn't go deep dive into January 6th because I didn't have the expertise, the knowledge of somebody like yourself come on yet until now, right? But it is sometimes when you hear stuff, or depending on where it comes from, you know, it doesn't seep in, or maybe you're just wondering, they're just kind of, you know, they're talking heads or whatever. No, this is an actual documentary. You know what I mean? So people can buy it. They can have the DVD. They can watch it online. And you guys, it wasn't just you guys shooting. I just want to kind of let this sink in for people. It wasn't just you with your phone walking around. I mean, you're talking, this is a real production. This is a real movie. And there's really not a lot of opinion in it. It's kind of just based on facts, and you used real footage. So it's not something where you're going to get a lot of, you know, what Chris thinks about it. It is factual.
There's none of that in it. There's nothing in it. All you're seeing is the story told by people that were there that day and what's happened to them since. And what's one of the things you're going to see in this film is guys like Derek Kinnison and Tony Martinez, who've had their lives absolutely turned upside down. They never went in the Capitol building. There's people, and there's a third person we had that also has been arrested and had the FBI come after him. He was never in the Capitol building either. But what do these three guys all have in common? They were either leaders in their church, led security teams. They helped the communities organize against BLM. Rallies when they were coming in, they helped local businesses board up, and they put together anti-mask and Trump caravans, anti-mask rallies and Trump caravans. So this is a purge. This is going after your political enemies and taking them out and just using January 6th as an excuse. And now what you're seeing is Nancy Pelosi want to expand the Capitol Police Department and put Capitol Police headquarters in Florida and in California. Why? To go after the rest of the 2 million people that they haven't gotten yet. This is straight out of Nazi Germany. This is like when Hitler came in and got rid of the local police and put in the Gestapo everywhere. That's what the whole defund the police moment has been going on. And I believe that their plans haven't been going as well as they wanted. I believe they wanted militia groups out in the streets fighting against BLM and Antifa, you know, during the burning in the summers. And that didn't happen. And I think that screwed them up. And again, like I said, I think they expected much more violence. They wanted a bloody insurrection at the Capitol building. But even with all their agent provocateurs that they stuck in there, it still didn't happen.
Yeah, I think they love visuals, right? They love the violence. They love the visuals. So they wanted that. They definitely wanted more deaths to happen at Capitol 6 because it would have been better for their narrative, for their message. I want to read this quote real quick because I think it's important for this to sink in for people. Because we're talking about The color revolution already happened. We're living in a tyrannical country. You think we're at socialism. It's not. It's past that point, right? Because look at what's going on. And there is, I think there's like, what, 500, 600 people still in the jail, or the different jails for dealing, I think, January 6th. You just mentioned a couple guys here. They weren't in the building. So obviously that's not enough for them. So you were what, on the grounds, which are outside. So all of a sudden now you're arrested. It's because they were leaders in church. They were organizing groups. They were saying, hell no, I'm not wearing a mask. And then Nancy wants to expand this to go get the rest of the people that are out there. The ones that we were talking about now, you know, like parents that are saying, we don't want CRT and we don't want all of this insanity taught in our schools. And all of a sudden then the people that are like the disinformation dozen, which it's not, it's a lot more than a dozen, which it's not disinformation when you're talking about the COVID stuff and the censorship and we are all domestic terrorists. I mean, you and I have been declared a domestic terrorist, Chris, but here's the thing that people need. And I know they're busy working and I know they're busy doing all their things and taking kids to soccer practice and doing whatever it is and just finally got through the holidays and all the baking and whatever. And I get that you have all that stuff going on, but this is a time where you kind of need to pay attention. You need to stand up. You need to show up, watch the movie, because I'm going to read a quote, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Again, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, because they're going to turn on the juice here, I think, of what everything that's coming down the pike. First, they came for the socialists and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. Not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Do you want to comment on that, Chris? Because I think it's important and it starts with watching this movie, Capital Punishment.
Who is it? Is that Pastor Niemöller that said that quote?
It's Martin Niemöller. Yeah. However you pronounce the last name. Yeah.
Yep. He was a pretty amazing man. He actually could have stayed in America and been safe, but he went back to Germany to try to help and stay and speak up for Christ. So you see that in the film. There's a fellow in our movie, Evan Sayet. He's an author. And he basically lays out, you know, how you take over a culture. You start by taking over the narrative, and how you invert words to completely change them 100%. Like justice used to be, you know, law being applied equal to everyone. But then you put in the quantifier before it, social justice, and now you've changed the meaning of the word 100%. Or the same thing with, you know, there's correctness, but you put political correctness before it. Now you've changed the meaning of that word 180 degrees. So what Evan says in the movie is like, you have to understand, you've seen the people, what's being done to your fellow Americans now. And you may say, oh, that's just those people. That's just those conservatives. That's just those Christians. That's just those MAGA deplorables. But you have to understand that in the end, they will come for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every revolution. Was happening right now, right here.
Yeah.
And you also see in the film, critical race theory is something that the enemies of the United States have been trying to put into us for the last 60 years. And
yeah, they just changed the name of it. They just changed names of it.
No, they actually called it critical race theory.
Oh, they did. They did. I was unaware of that.
Standing
strong on that one, I guess they are.
Now, the enemies of America was trying to start race riots in the United States for 60 years. This is nothing new. It's just they've gotten better and more organized at it, because what they've done is they've changed the culture.
Right.
You know, you look what they've done to our universities. You look what they've done to our media. You know, they used to be, you know, I'm assuming you're close to my age. You sound like you're a little bit younger. But in our generation, you know, communism was a bad thing, and capitalism, free enterprise, was a good thing. Well, kids going through college now, they don't believe that. It's just the opposite. That doesn't happen by accident. That's been a psychological operation being waged on the citizens of the United States of America for decades, and now it's coming to fruition.
Yeah.
The entire thing that you saw on January 6th was a psychological operation to capture that event that was run with military precision at the highest levels.
Yeah, and to To date myself, I am 48. I was born in 73. So, yeah, we didn't, we were still under communism. We were, sort of, you know, Reagan was president in 80, right? I was seven. So yeah, you're totally right on. And I think that is the most important takeaway from this conversation today, is that this movie is so much more than one singular event, January 6th, what they call the insurrection, which nobody had any weapons. So it always makes me go, wait, what? Nobody had any weapons, but there was a huge insurrection. But again, you laid it out beautifully, Chris. I'm excited to watch the movie. I'm going to do that probably tonight, and I'm going to make that commitment. And I encourage others to make the commitment too, and share the movie, share the information. We're gonna push this out there. And again, you can use the promo code HOME. You get a 10% discount because we have partnered with Pastor Dave Scarlett at HisGlory.tv. So if you go to HisGlory.tv, put in promo code HOME, you'll get a 10% discount on the movie, and 10% of your purchase is going to be donated to the political prisoners. So there's a couple different groups that we're talking to, and we're going to make sure that they can get that, whether it's for attorneys or for, I don't know, supplies, you know, however it works in these things, where whatever they need, we're going to be able to do that. So not only are you going to help these people that are getting literally hosed and persecuted unjustly, and treated like animals get treated better, that people at Gitmo get treated better. I'm sure that they're, I can only imagine from just the stories that I've heard in some of the interviews of people that have called in from prison. And this should not be happening, because again, it's just a matter of time. They're going to come for you for something, right? And so we've got to end this. You go to hisglory.tv. And of course, it's going to be on our website. Chris, is there anything else that you want to share? I mean, you've stayed longer than you said you would, and I appreciate that. But I just think, for me, the light bulb went on, and I think that is something that we need to push out there, because once more people listen just to this particular interview, that same light bulb is going to click on for them too.
See the movie, and if you don't think that what's being done to your fellow Americans should be being done in the United States of America, then tell your friends, and don't be afraid. That's the biggest gift we can give America, is do not be afraid. You just need to stand up and say, we're not going to take this anymore.
Yeah, because we've given them enough and we've not pushed back, and they're just going to keep taking more. And at this point, the next step is even going to be more dangerous on what they're going to take, because that's just what's coming. So, Chris, incredible that you did this, that you had the courage to do it. And Nick couldn't have joined us today, but that's okay. I don't think that you guys should stop promoting this just because it's, say, the 1 year mark, or maybe in movie world, I'm sure they say, yeah, we do a whole big push for 30 or 60, 90 days, and then we're done. This is something that just needs to keep going on, because it's not just a movie. It is something bigger than that.
It's snowballing.
It explains everything.
It's snowballing.
You're going to constantly have to just start going on shows and plugging this. I'm going to help you with that campaign too, because I want to get this out to more people. I want to get more influencer involved. I want to get more the groups that are involved, the people that have big, big audiences. And then that's how we do it. We give the people the tools, and it's kind of easy when they watch it, right? Because people have an attention span of a goldfish, 8 to 9 seconds. So we give them a movie and we say, watch this movie. And now here's what else is what you're going to do. And we have a chance to do this, because in 2022, it's all about all of us to gather together, have the information, and then also do something and take action to then, again, save my freedom, which is all about personal, financial, and professional freedom. So, Chris, thank you so much for doing this. And I'll reach out to you and tell you kind of what we have in store here. And we're gonna get this big, because people need to see what this is all about. And again, it's so much bigger than one event on January 6th.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on your show. And you just have a wonderful and blessed 2022.
You too. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Ooh. You know, that I didn't put this together. I didn't put this together until as he was talking and explaining it. So I'm thinking, if I'm kind of in this world 24/7, whether it's something like this, I didn't really focus too much on the January 6th thing, right? Because I didn't have enough information, knowledge, and specifics to talk to somebody, like I said, a professional like this, somebody who's in it, who saw it, who was there. You know, from the COVID to the tyranny to the election fraud to all that laundry list of stuff. And I'm listening to these shows and having these people on my show all the time. And I've gone on so many shows where we've talked about these things too. And I didn't put it together. I did not put it together till just now. That means there's probably a lot of other people who are busy doing everything else that don't even pay attention to it at the level where I'm listening and learning, that they didn't get it either. Okay, so it makes sense now. But we've got the tools. We got the tools. Okay, and so here's the thing. You're going to go to hisglory.tv. You're going to get the movie. And you're going to use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. 10% is then going to go to these prisoners directly. All right? We're going to start this campaign. I thought of it the other day. And I haven't had a chance to expand on it yet. But now this is kind of given me the fuel, the inspiration to take it to the next level. So we're going to work with those guys. We're working with Pastor Dave Scarlett. And now we need to push it out there. We need to get it out there because it's going to make all the sense. And then people might actually go and get pissed. What happens when people get pissed? And we've talked about this before in the show. People do things to take control and make a change. You can't get mad. You can't get upset. Nothing happens when you get mad or upset. Yeah, I was mad. Yeah, I was upset. When you get pissed, that's when things change. That's when you, I've had it. I've had enough. That's it. I've had it. I am pissed. And that's when you're like, grab your coat. Let's go. Game on. That's what needs to happen. I think that's what will happen when you watch the movie. Not enough people are pissed yet. We've talked about this for a year. Not enough people are pissed. But, all right. Anyway, so I'm not going to dwell on it too much. It's 2:22. I need to wrap it up. I need to wrap it up. So I'm going to also put that on the menu, right? Our menu, our sip de jour, our menu. If you go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, it'll have a link on there in order to purchase the movie. You can do the DVD or you could just do it online and gather some friends, watch it together. And then I want you to join our Save My Freedom movement. Okay, Save My Freedom movement. It's all about saving my freedom, like your freedom, your personal, your professional, and your financial freedom. Okay, this was a great, incredible show to plug that and also kick off the year because it's all about take action, BLC, take action, business, life, and community, the three legs of the stool of humanity, business, life, and community. And 1-1 is a little wobbly. Then they're all out of balance, right? So you need to have a little bit of balance for all three of them. So we want you to join the Save My Freedom movement. SaveMyFreedom.us, SaveMyFreedom.us. You can text ACTION. The number is 91776. And it is a community. You're going to be able to promote yourself, your business, your events. We want to be able to do that. We want to promote groups. We want people to know who are the groups you need to join. And who are the people that are actually giving us the message that matter? You know, the people you need to know about. Where's their shows? Where is these platforms like brighteon.tv, Frank Speech, the MG show from today, right? And then some of these amazing people have podcasts that were on our show. Let's just see Jeremy podcast, Sophie podcast, Chris podcast, Preston group, Jairus needs a podcast. But anyway, these people have messages that matter. You know, these are the people that you need to know about. Well, Michelle, how do I keep track of this? Well, I'm crazy enough to do it. So just join us because I'm doing all the heavy lifting. I'm putting all this information into our Save My Freedom movement, which is really our platform, the Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform, Everything Home, because everything is here, right? All these resources, they're all on the website. And then we're getting that redone. It just takes a little bit of time. So it's going to be really easy to navigate through. But it's got your COVID information. It's got all the COVID episodes from all the incredible doctors and experts and common sense cap wearing people that are telling you the truth. The media that you needed to pay attention to because you got to turn off that junk on TV. The mainstream, Fox, Newsmax, Newsweek, Newsmax. I get them confused. One's that stupid magazine. One's the Rhino-ish show. And then you need to find the alternative sources, right? All these shows that are on brighteon.tv, which will be on starting on in January on Fridays at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. We're going to be on for an hour video show. I know, I got to get ready, hair and makeup in. You know how I feel about that. Over at Frank Speech, you got all this stuff. You got this incredible stuff. We're going to bring all these people together. And all this information literally is on the website. Like, they must follow and join groups and people. It's right there. We're telling you who are the peeps that are on our team. So could you imagine if we got all these people together and they started supporting one another, they started sharing each other information, they started joining each other's groups, they started buying and selling each other's products and services, the big bad people, they would not have the money and the resources to take us down and to cause the problems. Remember, we're going to fund freedom. We got to fund the people. We want to work with like-minded people. Well, how do you do that? Well, we got to know where everybody is. So come join us. You can join our Facebook group. Ugh, you know, I don't like the Facebook, but that's where people are. And you're going to talk, you're going to post in there. What do you do? What do you got to sell me? And why should I like you so much? Because you're on the same page. Great. Because I'd rather use you than a demon in a group like an Amazon. I don't want to buy anything on Amazon. Try start supporting your small businesses, but you got to know who they are and where they are. We're bringing them to you, all part of the Save My Freedom movement on our platform, Everything Home. So go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. You can join the Facebook group. It's part of the Save My Freedom movement, right? So we've got the Clout Hub group that we're just getting off the ground. And we've got the Clubhouse group where you can go there because we want it to be interactive. We're going to be doing live events, right? Because we want people to get to know each other. Be friends. It's all about being friends. And don't forget about your collaboration calls. Collaboration calls, pick up the phone, people. Find out who's going to be your friend in business and in community and in your personal life this year. Find out who they are. And then start going deeper into that relationship. Remember, if you picked 10 people and you said, here's kind of what I'm thinking, and you wanted to kind of get a little bit deeper relationship in all different of those avenues, and you have the conversations, who do you know? What's going on? How can we work together? How can we support each other? Let's collaborate. And then each of those people got 10 people. Now you got 100 awesome people, like-minded people. They're all on the same page. You think you're going to pick up some business from that? Those 10 people that know those 10 people. And then you're saying, well, Michelle, I don't have time to put a group together. Just bring them to us. Bring them to us because then I can do this with 10 people and those people are doing it with 10 people. And then you do it with 10 people and those people done with 10 people. And you bring them all to the Save My Freedom movement, right? SaveMyFreedom.us, SaveMyFreedom.us. And now how thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. And then that's how we make change. That's how we do it the right way. That's how you get this country back because we're still going in the wrong direction, peeps. And it's going to get hairy, scary. Just listen to the interview we did with the MG guys, right? Jeff and the Shady. You know, that's, you might want to listen to that again. That was at the 1 hour mark, right? So listen to that. Listen to the whole show again. And please share this show, share this platform. Share all of these resources with your friends, your family, your colleagues, your customers, your clients. Literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content, 279 episodes, 310 partners, right, which is past guests and current guests and future guests, 747 live segments, not including this show. And you need to listen only because you don't have to pay for it. It is free. That's what I'm asking you. Just try it for free. The incredible information. All of the guests today, literally, just, I don't like the word literally. I got to stop using that. I got to watch my language as we were talking about. Language matters. Words matter. Definitions matter. Really does. So let's do that. We're going to watch our language. We're going to use the right words. We're not going to call it a vaccine anymore because it's not. It's a non-vaccine bioweapon. Hello, right? Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Go ahead and listen to COVID Karen Kingston, the Queen of Slides and Vaccine Vixen, episode 278. She's going to tell you all about it, right? So many other incredible experts. Real quick, there's so much to share. But anyway, we went through everything for the most part on the thing to, this is not a thing, right? Words matter. Messages matter. So let's all be very cognizant. Is that the right word? I got to work on my vocabulary. That's probably what I got to do. Maybe pick out a dictionary. Watch what we say. Use the right words. Stand strong with those words. Don't let the left or even the rhinos or even the quote-unquote experts hijack the words, the language, because then people are going to, they buy into that, right? No. Correct them. Our job as people who get it, the common sense wearing, cap wearing people, whether they're leaders, whether they have shows or just a regular person, your job is to use the right words and correct other people. I do it on the television all the time. It's sitting next to me watching TV is probably not a pleasant thing. Because as they're saying what they're saying, I'm like, it's not a vaccine, it's a non-vaccine bioweapon. And no matter what comes out of the talking head's mouth, I will go ahead and just yell out the correction. Or I'm like, not true, lie. Mm. So that's what you need to do. Just do that, right? Because then that changes conversation. That changes and it delivers the truth. Okay. So, yeah, that is, let me just tell you some upcoming guests and then we're going to exit it. It's 2:30 PM Mountain Time, 2:30 PM Mountain Time. So on Monday, the 10th, Laura Loomer is going to be on. Clay Clark is going to be on. Brandon House is going to be on. Brandon House, a Frank Speech and Worldview Weekend. Oh, I've been following this guy for like a year, 2 years, 2.5 years. I found him somehow on Twitter back in 2019. And I'm like, oh my God, this is pretty much one of the smartest guys I've ever seen and listened to in the media world. And then I started listening to him even more. And then he merged and partnered with Mike Lindell and Frank Speech. And it's just been, the amount of information that I learned from his show is just unbelievable. And that's frankspeech.com. You can go check that out. And then on the 17th, Mike Adams, my buddy, the guy who brought me into this world, you know, my fake boyfriend for 4 months. And then I found out he was married. And I went like, you know, the lady that they always show when they talk about Trump, which she's got a little pink hat on, that left lunatic when she just goes, no, that was me. I was listening. And listening to Mike Adams. He's been my boyfriend for 4 months, my virtual boyfriend, right? I've learned all this stuff. I learned all about the Freedom, the Health Ranger. I've learned about all these amazing shows, these people. I found my tribe. I found my peeps. And I'm listening and I'm working. And the four words that a woman never wants to hear, ever, those four words, my wife and I. And it was like in slow motion. So he goes, my wife and I. And I went, no! Yeah, my virtual boyfriend broke up with me. He was cheating on me for 30 years with his wife. Had no idea. Anyway, Mike Adams will be on. And I met him in Tulsa. He was so kind. He was a nice guy. When I told him the story, I was like, no, I'm not a stalker. Don't worry about it. I had to disclose that I wasn't a stalker. He actually found it funny. And Annie Cyrus is going to follow him at the 1:30 mark. And then Brigitte Hofferler. I got to get the name right. Hofferler. Forgive me, Brigitte. Brigitte on the 24th. And then we're going to load this up. We're going to load up this lineup. We're going to load up the lineup because it's time that everybody steps it up to the plate, whether it's your business, your life, your community, action, showing up at events, joining groups. This is it, guys. This is showtime. You know, the movie Showtime with Eddie Murphy. It's a great movie. Rene Russo. Yeah. Eddie Murphy. It's showtime. It is showtime, people. Okay. So it is time. It's time for showtime. It's time to show up. It is time to stand up. It is time to speak up. It is time to take action. And it is time to commit. Because when you commit, everything changes. And that's what I'm doing. But I'm going to really commit hardcore now. Boom. Once you say it out loud, it becomes more real, right? And there's a lot of people that I've talked to over the past 30, 45 days that they need a little reminder. It's time for them to commit too. Because either you commit and you're all in or don't bother. Because doing things half-assed is so 2021, okay? Doing half-assed is 2021. So do you want to be all 2021 or do you want to be 2022? You want to be 2.0, right? So I am Michelle Swinnick 2.0. And my challenge to everybody that's listening and my guests that I've had on the show, right? My partners, my peeps. You need to be 2.0. Step up to the plate. In all the capacities, business, life, community, take action, BLC. It is time to step up to the plate. The time is now. Why? Because we don't got a lot of time left. There's so many forces at work. Demons, nefarious characters, people in leadership positions that have control of stuff. So they're coming. It's all happening. Bad stuff. But that's all right. We're going to be prepared. We're going to be prepared and we're going to be doing all these great, amazing things. And you got to throw in the business, right? Because you got to make some more money. Gonna make some more money. You want to meet some cool peeps, right? So anyway, it is time that everybody graduates to the version of yourself 2.0. That is immediately what everybody wants, and make that commitment and it'll happen. And I'm talking to a certain person who they know who they are if they're listening. 2.0. If you didn't start it January 1st, you need to start it now. And that's for everybody. It's time to show up. It is time to stand up. It is time to speak up. It's time to show your true personality. Right, we're talking with Jairus about your true personality coming through on that video. What do you have to lose? If somebody doesn't like you, then you get a new friend, okay? Who cares? Somebody says, oh, that's a little much. Well, you're not dropping F-bombs, right? So what is it too much? The truth? You don't like the way that I roll? You don't like the way that I do my biz? That's all right. Then don't work with me. Don't listen to my show. Don't follow me on social media. Don't be my friend. It's all right. There's other people out there, right? So think of it that way, right? You're not coming guns a-blazing, right? But you are actually, just be yourself. Show your personality. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Whether it's in just conversations, social media, video making, posting. What did I say? Posting twice. Podcasting, whatever. Oh, the other thing, one other word of advice, and then we're wrapping it up, is 237. I know I say this, it's just like Joan Rivers does every time she starts doing the show, and then she's all right, I'm going to start the show in a minute, the 20 minutes. And she's like, I'm going to do the show here in 20 minutes. It's another 20 minutes, hour into the show. Don't worry, I'm going to get it started soon. It's just the opposite. I always say I'm going to end it. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, it was so profound that I forgot it. Yeah. Well, I have this Joe Biden memory issue. Like literally my short-term memory is shot. You know, I can walk into a room and forget why I was there. I mean, I know where I am, but I forget where they're. But I know my phone number from when I was young, right? It was 201-526-7237 and 526-2216. I think that was our first phone number. I remember that, but literally I just forgot what I was saying. Or I walk into a room and I'm like, why am I here? I pulled a Biden, right? So I pulled Biden. What are you going to do? That just means it's a sign. God is saying, Michelle, wrap it up. Wrap it up. The show is over. As my dad used to say, the day is over. He would go out onto the deck and the kids were all scattered throughout the yards playing, because that's what we did. We didn't go inside. We weren't doing anything inside ever. We were always outside playing, using our creativity, breathing the fresh air. Probably lies. I never get sick. Knock on wood. No, that's not the... three-letter agency coming to pick me up, people. No black Suburbans here. Well, yet, right? Remember I said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So, he used to say the day is... Oh, and then we'd put the... go and announce, because he'd have to try to wrangle us in, right? Because we're out there having a great time and it's time to go night-night because you're a little kid. The day is over. It's like the show is over, but it is time. Showtime, everybody. That's for you to start showing up, speaking up, standing up. It's time to show up, show up, show up. So real quick, one other thing that I wanted to mention. Make sure you go over to our Marketplace tab, right? Just go to the Marketplace. If you go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, you'll see Marketplace. I want you to go check out Dr. Zeb Zelenko's Immune Boosting Supplements. This has all of the things that you need, the zinc, the quercetin, the vitamin D, the fight the COVID, right? You got to fight the COVID. If you use promo code HOME, you get 5% off. You get free shipping. It's only $52.50 for a 30-day supply. I priced them out, separately. They cost twice as much money. Get on those so at least you can build your immune system. Listen to these shows so you can build your brain. And it gives you the tools to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. But we got to get healthy. And I was supposed to start exercising on the first. I did not. I was supposed to do it on the second. I did not, because this shows take a lot of time. I'm trying to do all this stuff. I'm trying to collaborate. I'm trying to bring you the information. So as we were talking with Sophie, that I'm not doing the physical fitness, which I need to. I need to do that. And I'm going to actually do it today. Oh my God. You know, I say these things, but I'm really going to do it this today. I'm not going to go for a bike ride. No, I'm going to do something in the house, like maybe a sit up. I've got the Suzanne Summers thigh master. So I'm going to do something like that. I think I'm going to do some sit-ups. We're going to work on the core. Right? We're going to work on the core. But anyway, go check out the Marketplace. Get this immune-boosting supplement. You need it. You need it. You need it. Because you don't need to get sick. You're not going to get the Omicron. OMG. OMG. You're not going to get that. And the COVID. If you have that, you're just building your immune system, right? Just it's because you're going to get a cold or the flu or any of that. And I'm starting to think, when was the last time I was sick? 2010. I tracked it back. I was thinking about the other day. I was making juice of all things. I got the oranges and I got the lemons from the yard and I made juice on Saturday, right? And I was thinking, when was the last time I was sick? 2010. And that, I mean, that's cold, anything, 2010, all right? So let's focus on the boost the immune system. Let's focus on getting healthy. And then we are going to build we are going to take action in our business, our life, and our community. So go check out the Marketplace tab. The reason why it's awesome, or check out the mention of the Marketplace once you're over there, or once you're on our website, on our main website. You're always going to hang under the Take Action tab. That's where all of the different website resources are all there that you need to check out. It's a long list, right? So it's going to take you a few minutes. You're just going to see what's there. Because you never have to use Google again. Remember, stranger danger. We've been told our whole lives, never you talk to strangers. But whenever we need a product or service, or we want content, or we want information, what do? We use Google, and we find a stranger. And then we look at their reviews. Why would you do that? Why would you go with a stranger? You don't need a stranger. Stranger is danger. You need to go with the people that you already know. Again, this is a great starting point. Here, all of these great, incredible guests that we've had on the show are partners. So you can learn about them, right? You can listen to what they have to say, as opposed to what, a website where you don't understand what these people do, or you're looking for reviews. Right, who is this guy that writes a review? I'm sure it's a bot or a troll, right? Or you get your friends to write a review. So then how do you know it's any good? So why don't you just start using the people that are connected in an incredible trustworthy network like this. So you can listen to the people, and then you're like, oh, Michelle, I don't want a one-hit wonder. Well, most of the people that come on the show are not one-hit wonders. They come on again because they're like-minded, and they want to get that information out there. And then you get to learn about them. And then you can go to their website, and you can call them. You can do all that amazing stuff. Even if you just follow these people. But anyway, 2:42. I'm wrapping it up. I promise I'm wrapping it up. So go over, and I want you to check out the Marketplace. This is the Marketplace. There's 57 different well-known websites and brands. Some of them are small businesses. Some are the names that you, a lot of them are names that you know, right? And then you're going to, when you buy products and services there, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to help all groups that are supporting vets, pets, kids, and freedom. We added the freedom because that's a big one. They're the ones who get no money, right? Any of these freedom groups, real freedom groups. Not the foundations with the pearl clutches. I'm talking about the real ones that are doing the work, you know, that are actually going to the rallies, that are coordinating events, that are putting on a, shall I say, war paint, because they're making a poster, okay? So go check that out. Go check that out. Some of the groups, like Warriors for Ranchers, Mike Miller's group, Marissa Hamilton's group, EZAZ.org, that's just two off the top of my head. Tammy Lenan has got her group on there. But anyway, you're going to be seeing a lot more of them. These are all partners on our platform, people that come on often. So we want to be able to financially support them. But you don't have to make a donation. That's the beauty of this. You're just going to buy products and services that you normally do. We just put it all in one location. It's called community-powered philanthropy, right? So that when you go to our website on the Marketplace tab, you will see all of these amazing different products and resources, our products and services. You never pay more than if you went to the website directly, and usually get extra discounts. Why would you not go there? And then money gets donated to these groups. So everybody wins. Everybody wins. There's Patriotic gear on there. Steve Stearns, the flagship company's on there. There is, Mike Lindell. If you use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, most of the promo codes are HOME, right? So you can go on there and the MyPillow, up to 66% off, buy one, get one free, all the stuff that you normally hear. But then 20% of the total purchase is donated to these groups. So yes, use the promo code HOME. Go buy some stuff. Go buy some gear. Patriotic gear. You've got health stuff in there. You've got Omaha Steaks. You want some food, right? You want to buy a jersey. You know, I'm not a big fan of a lot of these big sports groups, right? These, you know, like the NFL, the MLB, the NBA. But if you must go get that jersey, at least if you use our Marketplace, and you go through us for the official gear, right? I think they're 4%. 4% gets donated back, which defeats what they want. So again, that we're just trying to get more people involved. And that way we can get them rocking and rolling, right? That's all we're trying to do is help support the groups, get you discounts, and put everything in one location. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. So go check that out. We've got amazing guests coming up. We're going to be over at the event, the Clay Clark event. If you want to go get tickets for that, I'm going to put it on the soup du jour list, the menu. And that way you can get 10% off if you use promo code HOME. And they also, keep in mind, if it's something, whatever the cost is, And if it's something too much, just throw a number at them and they'll be cool with it. They'd rather have more people there than not. And if them, because it's all about the messaging, it's about taking action, and it's all getting people to gather in one location. That is January 14th and 15th. That is at Dream City Church here in Phoenix. We're going to be in the media booth. We're going to be at the Brighteon.tv booth because my show is starting sometime in January. And I'll have more information later this week. This Saturday is our big precinct committee man, county meeting, Mara Corruption County, where we're going to be electing officials, right? And Patty Porter is running for member at large because we need to get patriotic people in there. We need to get rid of these rhinos that are literally all over the state of Arizona. It's like McCain rhino country. So you can listen to Patty kind of give you the inside scoop on all that and what's going on. And this is good for anybody, even if you're not a precinct committee man, you need to know these are the people that are in charge of our party. And that's why nothing's happening. The Arizona audit, there's nothing happening. Gee, I wonder why. Okay, there's lots of reasons why there's not a lot of stuff happening. It's by design, people. It's by design. So no more. Hell no, no more. That's episode 277 from last week. So listen to that. Patty comes on at the 2 hour mark. 2 hour mark? Yeah, 2 p.m. So 2 p.m. Mountain Time. All right, it's 247. 247, we are wrapping it up. So I think I covered everything and then some. And I apologize for going long, but it's just a lot of information. And it's a lot of information. Literally, it's not me talking head. It's not me giving opining, right? We don't opine. Well, I do give my opinion a little bit. But it literally, it's the incredible tools and information. An incredible guest today. Wow, way to kick off 2022. And I'm inspired. I am inspired. I'm inspired to take action. I'm going to do it today. I mean, I do it every day. But I really am going to do it today. I need to focus. I need to focus. And I'm going to listen to this show again. Of course I am. Because that's what I do. That's what I... Gosh. Anyway, 248. And please follow us on social media. We're going to get some people working on the social media. We're going to take this to the next level, hopefully very, very soon. So follow us on social media, like and share and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast player. Again, it's a live show now, but it turns into a podcast, 25 platforms. So whichever one you're on, Everything Home and all that information, all those links, all of that stuff. Oh, the newsletter. Okay, do that. Join the newsletter because the censorship is crazy. I'm 5,000 friends. 3 people see my posts because it's all about censorship. They don't want it. That's why we're over on the Getter now. Getter. We are verified on Getter. And we are working on, we got to get the numbers up so then we can go live on the Getter. So follow us on Getter. All of that information, everythinghomeaboutus.com. It'll show you all of them there. And it'll say social media. Click here and it gives you all the social media links. And yeah, we're going to be really starting to get really active on that because the Twitter is a disgrace. So, you know, I'm not going to post on there. Why waste? Well, you got to do both. You got to do both until you transition and get the audience there. So we'll work both. But again, grow with us. Join us. We will share your stuff. You share our stuff. We grow together and we get rid of these horrible, demonic, evil platforms. I just kick the truth sellers off of the deal. Like, well, the guys over at MG Show, they don't have Facebook. They got kicked off that long time ago. But yeah, we're just heavily censored on it. We can't share any of our websites. So website pages, domain names, you know, there's only about 400 of them that I have. Well, what's that, right? Can't even do everythinghomelive.com. Everythinghomelive.com. It says, no, you're against the community standards. And I'm looking at right now, live streaming for YouTube, and it says this channel is not in good standing. Oh, that's so bad. You are not in good standing, Michelle, with YouTube's policies. And apparently their policies are anti-truth, anti-facts. So I am not in good standing, and many people are not. So again, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear, false evidence appearing real. That ship has sailed. Adios, amigos of 2021. 2022 is all about taking action, showing up, collaborating, and being 2.0. Be the 2.0 of YOU. How about that? Be the 2.0 of YOU. That's all we had. That's all she wrote, boys and girls. That's all she wrote. So that is it. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. Everythinghomeaboutus.com. This Saturday, at the event, my birthday is January 8th. It is Saturday. I'll be 49. It's the last year of the four before we hit the five. That's just a sick thought, crazy thought, but that's why I'm going to make this year literally the best year. I think we're all now moving into the third leg of the Triple Crown, And, yeah, I think what that means is this is it, guys. You're going to show up. This is the third leg of the Triple Crown. This is the next chapter of the best chapter of the rest of your life. And it started on Saturday. That's the way I'm looking at it. And that's the way that I'm going to talk about it. And that's the way I'm going to start doing. So join us again. SaveMyFreedom.us. SaveMyFreedom.us. Join us. Join us. And we're just roping up everybody in. That's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to make this work. So that's all she wrote. That's all she wrote. So tune in. Tune in again on Monday. Monday, big show, 12 p.m. Mountain Time. 5 guests, 7-minute segments, and 3 special guests in Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, Laura Loomer, Clay Clark, and Brandon House. Wow, that's one hell of a lineup. Yeah, woo. Remember, you need to renew your faith. We got to restore this republic. And once you commit, everything changes. Put on that common sense caps. Hope you didn't take it off. It's still on. And you need to encourage others to put them on. Leave them on all day, sleep in them. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. And I want you to become a super spreader of courage, freedom, and common sense. So join us. Remember, those who stand for nothing fall for everything. And it really is a political propaganda pandemic. A special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information and their episodes are listed on our website and their own shows. They're all there. I'm telling you, it is literally the ultimate resource platform. Just go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. Jump on our train. Join us. There's no reason to fly solo. And don't forget to buy the movie. Go to hisglory.tv. Use promo code HOME. Get a 10% discount. 10% goes to the prisoners. And let's turn this ship around. Color revolution has already happened. We got to do something to get back what we can. Because it's only going to get hairier. It's going to get scarier if we do nothing. I think you're awake. If you are, awesome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging in there. And go take action. What we shared today. Listen to this show. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with your contacts. Everything, literally everything is here that you need. It's right at your fingertips and we're there to help you. We want to introduce you to a whole bunch of new friends and we want everybody working together. We want everybody supporting each other. It's very simple. It's very simple. We just want you. We want to make you more money. We want your groups to be successful. We want your messages to be heard by the masses. How do you do that? Join us. Save my freedom. .us. SaveMyFreedom.us. I'm telling you. Make it a great day because you deserve it. And I didn't have time to put in all my ending stuff. So bear with me while I scroll. Bear with me while I scroll. All right, guys. Monday, 12 p.m. Mountain Time. Big show. Really big show. And go check out all this incredible information and go to the event. Join us at the event next Friday and Saturday. Clay Clark reawakens. It's going to be crazy. Oh, yeah. I get to see all my friends that I have missed. Some I've met in person. Some I have not yet. I'm excited. So we'll talk about that more on Monday. That's all we got. That's all she wrote. I don't know who she is. I don't know why she writes so much. But that's what I'm saying. All she wrote. Here you go. Out of here. Go listen to some shows. Listen to this show again. Literally. Make the decision. Step up to the plate. Be yourself. But the 2.0 version. Because the other one is so 2021. It is 2022. Let's do this. Let's do it together.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom.
and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.